I've heard of some people actually deserting Kate today's date is 12/17/2022. Dictation is 4. Amirani Guzman. Guzman spells G-U-Z-M-A-N. Amirani spells A-M-A-I-R-A-N-I. Date of birth is 04/04/1995. 27-year-old female, hair with abdominal pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately a month or more. So pain is located in the epigastric region, sometimes in the right upper quadrant regions. Described the pain as uncomfortable. Says sometimes certain things she eats makes the pain worse. Said pain does not radiate. Next paragraph. Correction, same paragraph. Patient indicated that she has had a history of H. pylori and said pain is somewhat similar. She denies trauma. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports nausea. She denies vomiting. Next paragraph. It says she's eating well, but she avoids certain foods because some foods make her pain worse, period. Next paragraph, she denies shortness of breath, denies diaphoresis, denies myalgia, chills, or increased temperature, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed on compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert, oriented, obese young lady. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% of Drew Mayer. Blood pressure 117/75, pulse 75, pulse 95, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck pharyngeal motion or rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, she has tenderness in the epigastric region and the right upper quadrant region. Negative Murphy sign. No rigidity. She has normal bowel sounds. No rebound. No guarding, period. No peritoneal signs, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, mucosal papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. No discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and affect a normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is epigastric pain, number 2 fatty liver, number 4 obesity, number 5 screen for H. pylori, period. Next paragraph, today we did an ultrasound of patient's abdomen and surrounding structures to assess the cause for our abdominal pain. Ultrasound was unremarkably revealed, fatty liver only, period. Gallbladder revealed no stone or no free air was seen on ultrasound, period. Next paragraph. H. pylori test was done today on patient's request. Ultrasound was also done. Patient request out, ultrasound out, period. Next paragraph. Patient sent home on the following medication: dicyclamine 20 milligrams, 1 pill BID, 30 days, number 60. Pantoprazole 40 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 30 days, number 30. Next medication: Zofran 4 milligrams ODT. One tab SL TID PRN for nausea, vomiting, number 24. Patient and I had a lengthy discussion about their chief complaint, my findings on physical exam, and the need for studies which were already done. She was advised that the H. pylori test will take some while to come back, and once it's back, we will call and discuss, have a discussion. Well, she was advised to go to the emergency room for further evaluation because she may need a CT scan and more in-depth studies because of her abdominal pain. She said she declined. Next paragraph. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.